The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Actually, the next item, it's about the passenger cap at Dublin Airport, but it, you know, there's a Christmas tinge to it because it's the busiest day of the year at the airport. 90,000 people passing through Dublin Airport. Families from all around the world would be there. They've been there all day, kind of reuniting with loved ones as they disembark. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, he has been in there amongst it all. And to bring you some of that Christmas joy, here are some of those passengers and those meeting them at arrivals.
My name is Stephen Clinton and my daughter Jennifer is coming in from Frankfurt.
Okay, and where's home here now in Ireland?
Rattouth, County Meath.
Okay, so you don't have too far to travel once she comes through?
20 minutes, we'll be home eating a full Irish, so it's grand.
Is that something she said she wants the minute
it's
she comes back?
It's already been ordered. Mammy's in the kitchen now, so.
Mammy's in the kitchen and you're doing the driving?
That's it.
And when was the last time she was back? Or?
Only a few months ago. Great for her to get Christmas off.
But it's still special to have them there physically around the table.
Unbelievable, exactly. All under one roof. They're at an age now where they mightn't have that opportunity, you know, with careers and what have you, so it's great.
Is there any family tradition you'll do now, or do you have a few jobs for her?
No jobs. I'll have all the jobs today, and she already said she needs a full Irish, and she's gagging for a pint, so that's it.
I'm with my daughter, Helena, from America, with her husband and two children.
And when was the last time they were back?
Oh, it's a long time since they were here for Christmas, isn't it?
And you have the whole gang here with you now today?
And the scones ready for Sean.
The scones ready?
Yes, yeah. The scones are
And
ready.
Surely they'll give you a break now. You'll have a few jobs for her, will you?
No. She's
the
queen.
She's the youngest.
She's the baby. So I can't wait to see her. Yeah.
Brendan O'Connor from New York, originally from Belfast, will be staying in Lucan, Dublin with my sister Siobhan. Nothing like Christmas in Ireland, you know.
And what's on your to-do list now? What are some of the first things you want to do once you hit home?
Just wander up Grafton Street, get in the atmosphere.
Take it all in.
Absolutely.
Well, enjoy it all.
My name's Claire Lynch, I'm from Castleknock.
And Megan Carraher, we're sisters from Kilcock.
Okay, and you've the posters made up here and all. Who are you waiting for?
We're waiting for our youngest brother Matthew and his wife Lindsay and their little six-month-old baby who hasn't been home yet, Lillian, and they're coming from Virginia in America.
Okay, so it's going to be plenty of cuddles and celebrations.
Yes.
Oh,
we
yeah,
can't
definitely.
Wait.
Yeah.
So what's the plan now once they get back?
They're coming home and we've got loads of celebrations this weekend, some champagne and family together, so yep. We can't wait.
Can't wait to see all the cousins together again.
And the new baby's going to be spoiled.
And the new baby will be absolutely spoiled, yeah.
So my name is Lauren. I travelled from New York and I live in Fairbank, Waterford, so I'm so excited to be back.
And who have you got here?
Buster. It's my baby.
So as soon as you came out, Buster was the first.
Yeah, my favourite person to see now. The only one I wanted to see.
What does it mean now to be home for Christmas?
Oh, it means so much. Like, there's nowhere like Ireland for Christmas, so I'm so, so happy to be home.
Yeah. What's the first thing you want to do?
Get
apart from play with Buster.
Get a bag of chips.
Maris Blan from Navan, and waiting for Maris Oliver to come from America.
Maris Junior, so you've the sign here made.
And Maris
and baby Edward.
And baby Maris Edward. We have two more grandchildren at home that's mad waiting for Maris Edward to come home. Mad looking forward to it. So they're at home waiting. Everybody is very happy at the minute.
It'll be a big gathering.
Yeah, please go.
My name is Ashlyn. I'm 14 and we live in the US. We live in Virginia.
And is it your first time in Ireland?
We come home every year for the summer, but this is like our second Christmas here.
And how are you feeling about it all? Catching up with all the cousins?
Excited. I love coming home.
Have your parents told you about what they used to get up to when they used to live here in Longford?
Not really, but I like running around the backyard with my cousins.
My name's Rebecca and I've been living there for 3 years now.
3 years, and what does it mean now to be home?
It's great, I'm so excited.
You've signed off?
Yeah, finished exams, finished everything, ready to be home. Enjoy.
What's the first thing you want to do now?
Oh God, a cup of tea maybe, Barry's tea.
I'm sure you have plenty of celebrations and catching up planned.
Yeah, 12 pubs tomorrow, I think.
So that is just the views of people in Dublin Airport today being shared with our own Josh Crosby, people on their way through departures, or arrivals rather, I should say, and people waiting for them, their loved ones, and we wish them all a happy Christmas. We hope they enjoy the next few days and the couple of weeks maybe that they have at home. With me to discuss, though, the ongoing issues around Dublin Airport, infrastructure at the airport, metros, passenger camps, the M50, parking, third terminals, you name it. Owen Corry, the travel journalist, and Ulrich McAvady is director of DA Terminal 3 Limited. You're both very welcome, gentlemen. Owen, I mean, the passenger cap, I guess, is the thing that you and I have talked most about in terms of the infrastructure. Is that the big issue in terms of the future of the airport? Do all the other things kind of fall by the wayside?
It's a big short-term issue. It should be solved. There is a move already today. It's a little bit overdue, but there's an operational application for planning permission, which has nothing to do with building anything by Dublin Airport. They already have put that in, and it's a huge series of volumes. But they are saying, give us permission to 36 million passengers a year, and that will take away all of that messing we've seen over a restriction on the number of passengers who can go through the airport this Christmas. 90,000 fewer passengers. With given population and given what our other airports in Europe are doing, we'd expect an increase of 2 to 3% on last year. Mm. Dublin Airport seats are down 7% on last year. So that could get over that little hump, because where it's going at the moment is it's ended up in court. The summer cap, listeners will have heard the case was being sent to Europe. So there isn't a restriction on next summer. Peculiarly, there is one this winter, which includes the Christmas flights and includes the inbound passenger flights for the two big rugby fixtures, England and France, 32 charter flights supposed to be coming from France. All of that, it's a slow process, could be tied up with legal cases for 2-3 years. One way of getting rid of it quickly is for Fingal to process an application to increase the cap, which has nothing to do with building and nothing to do with the court. Just in the meantime, allow Dublin Airport to grow naturally in the rate that it should have been growing.
So the passenger, I don't want to kind of relitigate the past of when planning applications should have gone in and all of this. Instead, I want to look to the future. And the passenger cap, I mean, it was imposed because of infrastructural concerns with regard to the airport. Yeah.
Let's put it down to three letters. The M50.
Okay.
2006. 20 million passengers. We were close to 20 million at the time. Ulrich will remember it well. And it was 32 million was a long way off. They were looking at the M50, two lanes, a barrier that lifted up and down. They said when we hit 32 million, please put an application in for planning again.
But I guess what I was going to ask then was, you know, given that was the context for its imposition, a lifting of it, and we know the summer cap is going to be lifted, but ultimately a lifting of these and growth allowed to happen at Dublin Airport, it will immediately shine a focus back on the infrastructure, won't it?
Yeah, the infrastructure is there. The terminal infrastructure is a little bit behind, but the real key is the runway. Heathrow's been talking about a third runway for as long as I've been writing about travel. Lots of airports starting that process. We built it. Dublin Airport Authority, to their credit, they don't get much credit, but they built it during the pandemic. So we do have the runway capacity. It's only a matter then of the getting terminal capacity with a couple of more gates up. And I know Ulrich has strong opinions on the third terminal, but all of that is much easier than getting the runway in place. We've done that, and now we can't use it because what has happened since the M50 was the reason for the cap being imposed in the first place is an awful lot of other things have got involved in the debate, and it's become a little bit circular, and we got tied down with about 2 years when there should have been a bit of momentum towards thinking about what we're doing next with Dublin Airport, almost obsessing about keeping the cap at 32 million. That's really bad for the economy. It's really bad for passengers. The first three flights that had £500 one-way fares on them were Ryanair flights inbound into Dublin today. There's three more tomorrow have hit that rate. Only one on Christmas Eve. But the way these things work, the last-minute seats are the ones that go beyond £500.
So Ulrich McAvady is with us. Ulrich, what in How your you mind then is kind of the big infrastructural hurdle that needs to be gotten over at Dublin Airport in the next kind of 5-10 years?
It's very simple. The DAA have known about this since 2007. You can't blame Kenny Jacobs, the present CEO, because it was his predecessors that should have done action from 2007. The cap was in place from on board Planola. They appealed it twice, and it went from 30 million to 32 million on appeal to a board panel, and that was fixed in stone. Now, the infrastructure of the M1 was the reason for the cap. Nothing else, nothing to do with anything else. The cap was imposed because the Fingal County Council and the planners decided the infrastructure of the M1 was congested, which it is. But they knew what the solution was. The solution was the M2 is a very underutilised motorway. Bring a dual carriageway off that into the centre of the site and build Terminal 3 there. Oxford Economics identified our lands as the ideal place for Terminal 3. So, and it's the cheapest place to build. So the reason the infrastructure is not there is because they refused to grasp the nettle and build Terminal 3 to come off the M2. And that resolved the problem, because we need 70 million passengers going through Dublin Airport within 20 years.
70 million? You think it'll be up to that much?
That's correct. Yeah, that's our prediction. That was our prediction 15 years ago.
We're not brilliant in this country at planning for these types of things. We tend to be more kind of reactive than proactive. So,
That's our problem. We don't plan for the future infrastructure requirements.
So, how hopeful are you then, Ulrich, like, that what you say is needed will actually come to pass?
It has to come to pass. Otherwise, we'll stagnate the Irish economy, the Irish tourist industry, and everything that is dear to us will be stagnated. So, let's just grasp the nettle, plan for 70 million passengers, and put the infrastructure in place to cope with it.
Well, what would you say then to you, like, to people listening to this who'd say, you know, lower hanging fruit is allow capacity to grow at Shannon or Cork?
Well, it's not going to happen, because essentially, when, you know, the detriment to Shannon essentially in the last 25 years was the compulsory stop. And a lot of airlines didn't come into Ireland. When the compulsory stop was removed, we had American Airlines, United, and all of the other airlines come and join the fray. But they will not want to go to Shannon. Dublin is the hub, and Dublin is where people want to go, unfortunately.
Ulrich McAvely is director of DA Terminal 3 Limited, and Owen Corrie, the travel journalist. Gentlemen, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.